Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? Well, I know I sure am, because we made it, and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta hit on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Party.
We'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah. We will be.
You all. Sunrise.
Let's get to our contestant, Donnie from Bremerton. Donnie, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Good. Who's we?
Well, we're doing the school shuffle, so I have my son with me, dropping him off at school.
How old's your son?
He's 11.
Well,
let's take down Steve as a duo this morning, all right, Donnie?
Right.
Steve?
Right, let's do it.
Quick question, because right now we're experiencing this with Tatum, where we're like, she comes back from school. I'm like, well, what'd you learn at school? And she goes, nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm glad that we're sending you to school so you can learn nothing. Do they ever start telling you the things that they learn?
Yeah, actually, but it is like pulling teeth a little bit.
Oh, it's the most frustrating part. I'm like, you just spent 7 hours somewhere. You're telling me there's nothing to share?
Steve?
Right. Yep, and he never brings homework home anymore. That's the other new thing.
So what does it stay at school work call? Is that what it's called now?
Yeah, they just do all their work in school, and it's encouraged that no homework.
Huh.
Nice.
Steve, get out of here. I'm
jealous.
I'm pretty sure Donnie did his homework, though, because he's playing Beat Migs. So for those playing at home, Donnie has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many days are in a leap year?
364?
No.
366?
Yes. What insect has killed the most humans?
Spider.
No.
Scorpion?
No.
Pass.
How many main styles of barbecue are there in the United States?
3.
No.
4.
Yes.
5.
What ancient civilization built the Machu Picchu complex in Peru?
The Mayans?
No.
Aztecs?
No.
Incas?
Yes. In what 2000s year did Wikipedia launch?
2002, 2003, 2004.
No. Who is the only 3-time inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Ozzy Osbourne?
No.
Pass.
What does the winner of the Masters golf tournament receive?
Green jacket.
Yes. And with that, you got 4 correct, Donnie.
Also, Donnie, what's the name of your son?
Connor.
Yeah.
Connor, have a great day at school, man.
Thank you.
Donnie and Connor.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Steve Migs.
Yes.
Are you feeling ready?
I
yeah!
How many days are in a leap year?
366.
Yes. What insect has killed the most humans?
Mosquitoes.
Yes. How many main styles of barbecue are there in the United States?
My goodness. Three?
No.
Five?
No.
Six?
No. What ancient civilization built the Machu Picchu complex in Peru?
The Mayans?
No.
The Egyptians?
No.
The Machu Picchus?
No. In what 2000s year did Wikipedia launch?
2005.
No.
2004.
No.
2003.
No.
Damn it.
Who is the only three-time inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Tina Turner?
No.
Ozzy Osbourne?
No.
Paul McCartney?
No. What does the winner of the Masters Golf Tournament receive?
A green jacket.
They do. What Washington city is known as the Apple Capital of the World?
Stanwood.
No.
Puyallup.
No.
West Seattle.
No. Whose 1923 death made Calvin Coolidge the president?
Taft.
No.
Eisenhower.
No.
Roosevelt.
No. The Million Dollar Quartet recordings took place in what U.S. city?
Man, ladies and
Detroit?
No, Steve. Wow. You got a massive 3-point score, and that is a loss. 4-3. Wow. Congratulations, Donnie and Connor.
All right.
I just did that so Connor could like experience what it's like to have a dad that's a winner.
Yeah.
You know, that's I'm just, as a fellow parent, I know how important those kind of moments are.
Sure, sure.
I think I'm just still riding high from that 10, correct? And I just...
It's a big fall from grace there, Steve.
I think there's going to be a 30 for 30 about this.
The Incas, by the way, are the ones that built the Machu Picchu complex, and our friends knew that. They also knew that there are four main styles of barbecue in the United States.
I said 3, 5, and 6.
You just skipped right over it. Wikipedia launched in 2001. The only three-time inductee of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Old Slow Hand.
Eric Clapton?
Yes.
I was trying to think of who's been in a few bands. Clapton and McCartney, I think those are good guesses.
They were good guesses. The Washington city known as the Apple Capital of the World is Wenatchee.
Not Squim.
And Calvin Coolidge became president after Warren G. Harding passed away. And the Million Dollar Quartet recordings took place in Memphis.
Memphis.
Yes. Man, it felt good to hear somebody beat you this morning, and I hope it happens tomorrow as well. We're going to be at Sunrise Village in Puyallup. Oh, my God. How great would it be for Steve to lose in his own town?
Oh, he's going to.
They might kick me out. I might have to move to Graham.
Oh, no. Come join us tomorrow at the Red Dog in Puyallup. We have all the details on our party at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are a pet owner, we would love for you to call up now because we have a very simple question to ask you. 206-803-ROCK. Call now if you are the owner of pets. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after AC/DC. Tomorrow, we are going to be kicking it in Puyallup, hanging at the Red Dog in Sunrise Village. They have a dog as their mascot, which is awesome.
Yes.
And we're calling it Sunrise de Mayo. Of course, it's dog friendly.
And do they even have a dog menu, which I think I was just looking at it, which I think is really cute that they do that so you can spoil your dog. Like they have a TV dinner for dogs, which is a filet of fish, brown rice, and veggies, plus a doggy dessert. Or a top dog, which is all beef hot dog, or some kind of a dog cooked to perfection on a Red Dog Frisbee.
Ooh.
Served on a Frisbee. They also have a bowl of water, always from the faucet, never from the toilet. And that's free.
That's so great. And it leads us to our simple question. Let's start with Chandler from Tacoma. Chandler, what kind of animals do you have first?
So I have a... Good morning, guys. Again, this is the second time I've called in today because I have the horrible commute from Tacoma to Bellevue. So,
all right, we're backed up on time. So tell us how you spoil your dog.
So I actually have a cat.
Okay.
And he's allowed to sleep under the covers with me when I go to bed.
That's awesome. And I don't think that's weird at all.
No. 206-803-ROCK. Bill from Graham. What dumb way do you spoil your pet?
I will feed them what I'm eating. So yesterday I stopped and watched a softball game. They each got a hot dog.
Nice.
At least they're not eating what they're eating.
Right.
That would be weird.
206-803-ROCK. Dawn, delivering mail in Eatonville. How do you spoil your pet?
Well, we have a beagle, and she is very food-driven, so... She doesn't get table scraps or anything, but she gets a ton of greenies. Too many, my husband thinks. And she does get to sleep with us, too.
Well, can I tell you, those greenies ain't cheap.
No, they're not at
all. It's ridiculous how much they charge.
206-803-ROCK, Tony from Port Orchard, our simple question, what way do you spoil your pet?
So, we just got a new kitten about 2 months ago, 8-week-old kitten, and my wife and I both work from home, so this kitten gets to sleep on one of our laps all day, every day, no matter what's going on.
That is the good life right
spoiled,
there, for sure.
Spoiled life right there.
206-803-ROCK, Joshua in Gig Harbor. What dumb way do you spoil your pet?
Hey, guys. I give him treats, and I give her tennis balls that she likes tearing up, and I throw them for her. But, yeah.
Nice. That's we have awesome. Tennis ball dogs, too.
Yeah. Do your dogs just destroy those balls?
Oh, they destroy everything.
That's what she
I said. Mean, they destroy everything. They're 90 pounds.
Yeah, it's like, even with DJ, it's like 20-something pounds. It's like, any toy we get her, like, that's going to be done in about 24 hours.
We should see how long it takes them to get the squeaker out. Put a timer on and see whose dog is faster.
What do you do to spoil your pets?
Well, really, our neighbors do it. Because they buy really bougie treats for their animals, and then their animals oftentimes are so bougie themselves that they turn their nose up. So we just inherit the bougie treats from our neighbors and never have to buy any.
It's like keeping up with the car Dachshunds.
Yes.
I'm really sorry.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing a second of the hook? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to give you tickets to Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace on September 30th here in Seattle at Climate Pledge Arena, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace, and that show will be arriving at Climate Pledge Arena on September 30th. Say hello to our contestant this morning. It is Scott from Federal Way. What's up, Scott?
Hey, T-Dog. What's happening?
Yo, let's roll that wheel. Roll it. Spin it. Spin it.
Okay, Mrs. Durst.
Rolling, right, the wheel's spinning. Rolling.
Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be Migsy? It's looking like it's going to be yours truly. And yes, Scott, it's you and me, baby.
Let's go, Mig.
All right, him. Scott, here is your clip.
Oh, I like that.
One more time? Yeah.
Okay. Let me know if you need a hint. I'm going to guess that. Okay, so the band is one of the bands that you're playing for right now.
The one with Diary of Jane, Breaking Benjamin.
Ooh, he didn't even need you.
What are you talking about? It was my hint that got it right.
Nice work, guys. Good team.
I got my wife helped me on that one.
What up, wife?
Way to throw me under the bus. I thought it was me that helped you. Scott, what's your wife's name?
Our name's Danielle. Say hi, Danielle.
Hey. What's up, Danielle? All right, so I assume that you're playing to win these tickets for both of you, so hopefully I can help you win those tickets.
All right, Steve, here is your clip.
Oh, man, I don't know it. I'm trying to think of... Let me know if you could give me a hint.
All right, so the name of the song is that if you're a living thing, you're not a plant, you're a...
You're not a plant?
You're a...
Yeah.
You're a cactus?
No. You're a living thing that's not a plant.
Oh, a living thing that's not a plant. An animal? Okay, I think I know where we're going. Let me ask you, is the band that did this song, are they also playing with Breaking Benjamin?
Yes.
3 Days Grace, Animal I've Become. It's like,
I'm not a plant, but I'm a cactus. Steve Miggs, everyone.
All right, what would have been your guess? Well, you already knew the answer. I didn't hear the living part.
Okay.
I just heard I'm not a plant. I'm like, I don't know what the opposite of a plant would be.
Oh, boy.
The fact that this man wins on Beat Migs every morning, I don't know.
It's crazy. Scott, congratulations. You've won yourself some tickets to Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace at Climate Pledge Arena.
Awesome. Hey, can I give a quick shout-out?
Absolutely.
To Lincoln Logging Tree Care in Ording. All my guys that work over there, Steven, Corey, Ethan, and Jake.
Nice. Well,
those are the guys you want.
Shout out to Lincoln Log and what?
Lincoln Log and Tree Care.
That too. Lincoln Log and Tree Care. Do you guys have cactuses there?
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about? Call in now. Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we will be checking in with the Rockaholics after Smashing Pumpkins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This morning, we've received great calls and texts from you, and we're finally checking in with the Rockaholics. So please do call if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier today, we were talking about reasons the cops were called on you, and we have someone on hold with an epic story. But first, we have our friend Amanda calling from the Red Dog in Puyallup ahead of our party tomorrow.
Let's go.
What's up, Amanda?
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. We're one day away from our party over at your spot. Are you guys ready for us?
I am super excited. I am almost ready. Today is a day of putting new beers on the tap wall, and I've got some amazing beers and ciders coming in for tomorrow.
What are some of the highlights?
Well, we're going to have quite a few breweries come out and talk to guests. We've got Sea Pine with their beer, Bellbreaker, Icicle. We've got Schilling coming out, and we're going to have their pink lemonade on tap.
Yeah.
And, of course, the men's room, Black Raven.
Nice.
Yeah. That's all the heavy hitters right there.
You know, the weather's nice. My first, when you said the pink lemonade, I'm like, sold. Nice weather. It sounds like a great idea to be drinking one of those. It's going to be a blast.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Amanda, thanks again for letting us throw Sunrise de Mayo at your spot. We're so pumped.
We are, too. We're super excited. We've been getting ready all week and preparing.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, hopefully we don't let you down.
We'll just blame it on Danny.
We will.
Well, we're looking forward to meeting you, coming to check out the spot as well. And like we told everybody, it's pet friendly, it's kid friendly. You got a dog menu. It's going to be a blast. We're looking forward to hanging out over at the Red Dog tomorrow from noon to 2.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to having you guys.
Thanks, Amanda.
Lots of great things going on. You're welcome.
Yeah, rock on.
We'll see you soon.
206-803-ROCK. Tom from Olympia, you've got a story about the time that the cops were called on you. What happened?
So my grandson was living here, and with my daughters were here, and my grandson was just being a little brat, just talking back like he usually did. And I told him, I said, you know what? If you don't stop talking back, I'm going to I'm going to duct tape you to a pole. And he started laughing. And he said, go ahead and duct tape me to a pole. And I said, all right. So went and grabbed a roll of duct tape, and we walked out to the pole, and I started duct taping him up. And, in the beginning, he thought it was really funny, but by the time I got about, you know, halfway up the body, he was starting to cry pretty bad. And by the time I got all the way to the neck, he was bawling like a baby.
So, what in the living hell are we doing here?
You know, if you say you're going to do it, you got to do it.
You know what? Maybe just don't say you're going to do that, though.
Well, you know what? That was a stupid thing to say. So, well, this is happening, you know. So I came in and I got a knife and I cut him loose. But while this was happening, my daughters were upstairs and they were watching it, and they called the police on me.
Your daughters called the cops?
Yeah, so the sheriff shows up at my front door here a little while later. Well, my grandson and I are sitting here watching something on TV or whatever, you know, everything's fine. And the cops are like, yeah, we got a report that there was a kid duct taped to a pole. And I said, oh, yeah, that's him. I duct taped him to a pole. And they're like, well, why'd you do that? And I told them why. And they're like, did you really say he could do that? And he said, yeah, I told him he could do it. And they said, all right, well, have a good day.
I just like that you went from the feet all the way up to the neck and turned him into a little, like, chrysalis, like cocoon.
Oh, he was, like, mummified.
What was Grandma doing while all this is going on?
She knew what was going on. And she was just, you know, she's like, well, you know, you told him he could duct tape you in a pole. I'm not going to stop it.
I love that so much.
Say, I'm going to go bake a pie.
Have you ever been in that situation, though, where you're like, I said I was going to do the thing. Yes. Now I have to do the thing. What was the thing?
It was just like throwing away a toy. Like, I remember I threatened something and to Tatum, and then she's adamant about that. Like, kind of like this guy, Grant, not saying I'm going to duct tape, but she's like, if we say we're going to do something, we have to do it. Otherwise, these are just empty promises. I'm like, wow, I was brought up. It was just a lot of empty promises. So I decided that's how I was brought up. So I didn't know. So she's like, we have to do it. I'm like, well, crap. It definitely changes the way you discipline a kid.
Because
you're just like, well, whatever I say, I'm going to have to follow through with.
Yes.
So I can't wait to tell my daughter I'm going to duct tape her to a pole.
Oh, no.
What about you?
Ours was this one time, Barrett was in a mood and he was being a little brat and he threw a couple of his toys across the room. And I was like, if you do that one more time, I'm taking every single toy out of your room and taking it away from you until you can shape up.
No.
And I did. I took every single toy, put it into the bins, and hauled it outside as he's just bawling. I literally emptied his room of any toys. And all he had left was books. And I was like, you know what? You want to be entertained? You can read, kid.
Who wants to do that? I'm calling CPS on you, making your child read. That's messed up.
And then I gave him back eventually.
One of my favorites, but Sid did one of those, she threatened something, and Tatum was still acting a fool. And so it's like, Sid's just like, all right. And went into the closet, grabbed it, threw it away, and Tatum starts crying, of course. And I'll be honest, I got a little emotional too, because like that thing cost me like $60. And I'm like, what are we doing? Like, can you run by what you're gonna do so I can let you know how much that cost before you throw it away?
Ouch.
The Daily Migs Show.
Only one more sleep, Steve Migs, until we're going to Puyallup. We're going to be hanging out at the Red Dog in Sunrise Village, and we're calling it Sunrise de Mayo.
We can hang out with Amanda and all the great people over at the Red Dog.
And dogs.
And the dogs.
And kids.
Mm-hmm.
Party details at KISW.com, and we'll see you tomorrow at noon. Last weekend, Team KISW was Walk-In and Walk-MS in Seattle, and we took a picture while we were there.
Can people still donate?
They absolutely can, Steve.
Okay, Migs. Cool, cool.
You can go to walkms.org and find it very easily right there. And if you check out the picture on our Instagram, at Daily Migs, you'll see the four of us in front of a little backdrop there.
And it's one of those kind of pictures where they have all the different props. So we put on like the silly glasses, the silly wigs. Like, you have a giant ear. I have the giant sunglasses on. Danny's got, well, actually that was natural. His hair is always orange now.
Thank you.
And your daughter Tatum is in the photo. She has her cute little, is it a cat helmet?
Yeah, it's like, that wasn't part of the props. She was just wearing that at all times. Like, it's a baseball cap.
And then she has like a Greek, like crown of leaves,
yes,
on top of the helmet.
Yes.
So yeah, we're dressed to impress, obviously. But since we found out about this trend where you let the robots roast you, we decided to put that picture into ChatGPT and see if the robots would, you know, let us have it a little bit.
And we figured who better to do it than the man that was known for his epic roast, the late, great Gilbert Gottfried. So Robot Gilbert is now roasting. First off, to just talk about the picture in general. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You think this was a charity walk, but it looks more like the cast of a rejected Yo Gabba Gabba reboot wandered off set.
Not wrong.
It's pretty accurate, honestly.
All right, next up, Taryn Daly. Are you ready?
Oh, God.
Taryn Daly with that giant ear. That poor, stupid hippie cannot tune out Steve waxing poetic about the hoax store at WrestleMania 3. And Danny's obsession with Fallout Boy.
Yeah. Well, you got off a little easy.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad.
And also, it does drive me crazy that Hulk Hogan says he's the first person to slam Andre the Giant when many people... Never mind, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Next up, yours truly.
Steve Meeks in those absurd pink glasses giving off Dad went to Burning Man once and one shut up about it vibes. The man looks like he's hosting Coachella in a Denny's parking lot.
Thanks. Thanks, Gilbert.
I mean, that's, again, pretty accurate.
Now, Danny.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Here we go.
Danny Veed, dressed like an escape traffic cone from an emo construction site. The on-air sweatshirt screams, I have a podcast no one asked for. Wow. While the orange wig says, I like to role play as Carrot Top with my girlfriend. I'm not king shaming. It's given me a stiffy, to be honest.
Okay.
Okay, that was a lie. I don't have a podcast.
Everything else about that, completely true. And he actually had something to say about my daughter,
no.
Tatum.
Take it easy. She's five.
Poor Tatum, the only one with fashion sense, her face says, why is everyone dressed like a cartoon villain at a rave? Can I just walk in peace without being mistaken for a carnival act?
Oh, good job, Gilbert, not insulting my daughter. Otherwise, we'd have some words in the afterlife.
Let's go.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
A man won big in the lottery, but then he got arrested. Why would something like that happen? You'll find out during the Daily Mix download after Sublime.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And man, talk about from the high of highs to the low of lows. This happened in Florida just one day after somebody won $167.3 million through Powerball. That man, he ended up getting arrested. Why? Any guesses?
No, I have no guesses.
Danny, any guesses?
I don't know. Try to ride an alligator? Is that illegal?
I think it's illegal to do that in Florida and only in Florida. Mm-hmm. Let's find out through ABC 36 with the report.
A lucky Powerball winner setting lottery history in Kentucky is now in a Florida jail just days after winning more than $160 million. According to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office in Florida, James Farthing is facing charges, including battery on a law enforcement officer, while breaking up a fight involving Farthing and another person. A deputy of the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office was kicked in the face by Farthing.
Who's getting into fights? After, I mean, I'd be like just in the best mood. I'd be buying everybody drinks.
I'd already be on a yacht somewhere.
Yeah, definitely not going to be fighting with people after I just won the lottery.
That affidavit was filed April 30th. That's 2 days after it was announced that Farthing won the $167 million ticket.
Now, his girlfriend, who was with him, I guess, in the lottery photo, she was also arrested for trying to fight some bar patrons. Now, I understand why she got into a fight. I don't know if you know her name.
No.
Her name is Jacqueline. I'm not kidding. Her last name is Fightmaster.
That's like the best last name ever.
Especially if you get into fights. You want to mess with me? Look at my ID. I'm Fightmaster.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with that person. Gosh. Kohl's has had to say goodbye to their new CEO, Ashley Buchanan, due to some highly unusual business deals that involved a romantic partner, according to the report. There were some very weird vendor transactions that involved some conflicts of interest, and the conflict involved Chandra Holt, who Buchanan met as a colleague, and Holt is the founder of a thing called Incredibrew, which is a coffee brand.
So would they use in the coffee brand in exchange? They were having little
boom boom. Strange times.
Give me some of that dark roast, baby.
Yeah, so they had to let him go.
They let him go, but they already announced a new CEO. The new CEO is Jacqueline Fightmaster. Hey, so Mariners are playing. The red hot Seattle Mariners are in Texas. Hopefully the winning ways continue for our Seattle Mariners. Sparge weather hitting a high of 69.
Nice.
It's going to be sunny. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.